Post. Get there first, don't get there second, don't get there third. The near post, get there first if it's for football news that you thirst. The near post, get there first.
Hi and welcome to the near post. We are talking football, Australian football across the Australian Community Radio Network. With me in the studio is Nick, who doesn't care. Nick Cumston, how are you, Nick?
How are you, Patrick, since you haven't introduced yourself?
Yes. Nick Ames, how are you?
Oh, no, not too bad. Almost got frozen on my way here. It's rather cold this week in Canberra.
Yeah.
Minus six this morning.
So we do the show from Canberra, and it was frighteningly cold.
Very much so.
Yeah, I'm struggling through in the next half hour. To warm us up, we have stories on all the news, stories on the Matildas, and a bit of an A-League roundup in terms of players being signed. Surprisingly, the off-season continues to give.
I know. It's good stuff.
Now,
I like our show dedication this week, actually. Not to spoil the surprise, but I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Well, stay on the edge of your sheet, on your sheets. If you've got an inquiry, you'd like to simply tell us how much you like the show, you can do so on our email, nearpostradio@gmail.com. Alternatively, you can catch the podcast on www.nearpost.blogspot.com and on iTunes, as well as halftimeheroes.com.au. Nick, talking email, did we receive email this week?
Our Gmail account has been a pretty much non-stop source of exciting opportunities.
Excellent. We had the Nigerian Prince last week.
No, it was the Canadian pharmacies, the cheap Viagra, replica watches. This week we've got an exclusive casino offer.
Oh, really? Exclusive to us?
Yeah, if we... bet $300, we get an extra $100 free at our online casino.
That's awesome. We should do that as soon as possible.
I know. What could go wrong?
Now, every week we've got a show dedication. This week, no difference. The show dedication this week is to our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander footballers and want to say happy NAIDOC week.
I'm really looking forward to when we do we've talked about doing a full show on... our best and brightest Aboriginal football, so I'm looking forward to that.
Talking about our best and brightest, one player out at the moment that is absolutely killing it overseas is Kaya Simon, playing for the Boston Breakers. She's an Aboriginal footballer from Sydney, and also in terms of women footballers, Lydia Williams is also a very high-profile Aboriginal footballer. And SBS ran the doco No Apologies on them the other night. And for those that haven't seen it, really get out and see this doco. It's very, very good. It's about both those ladies and their backstories and the achievements that they've had.
How many Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander footballers are there in the A-League? That's a good question. Maybe we'll have to take that one on notice.
I've tried to put a team together.
I think it's about
seven. Off the top of my head. Anyway, for our quiz this week, boys. Now, Euro 2012 has just passed.
Just finished.
Yep. So, Nick Ames, you get to sleep a bit more?
Yes.
Spain reigned in all the puns.
But didn't they? Spain absolutely killed it.
It was a phenomenal 4-0. Final. I'm really glad I got up to watch that one. The rest of their games were pretty... But that was a good one.
I think it'll be a long time before we see the like of Spain again. But the question for us today is, what was the Aussie link to Euro 2012? Specifically to the final. Yes, the Aussie link.
To the final.
Australia.
They don't have Valeri anymore. He was always there.
My link would be that a lot of the Italian team was playing for Juventus this season. And I believe, what's his name? Oh, James Treacy is rumoured to have signed for them and to go on loan to Pescara next season.
Right.
It's a loose link, but that's my link.
That is indeed a loose link. No, it's music related. At the final, after the game was won,
I turned it off after the game. That's my problem.
Gotcha.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Yeah. So, you know.
I didn't get that.
It's a small link, but we'll take it.
I like my link better. At least it's football related.
Talking music, and we are near post. Blogspot has come out with a couple of articles. Nick Ames, you...
Yes, that it's also a Euro 2012 link. Eamon recently posted, well, probably a couple of days before the final, about how Spain playing was really boring.
Yeah.
And, he was proved really wrong on that one.
That sentiment is out there. Look, but I understand. Some of their matches
didn't get out of gear until the final, but when a lot of the teams you come up against try and play a 10-0-0 formation, I don't think you really have the opportunity to play the way you want to.
Is it that they're boring? Is it that their opponents don't challenge them enough? Now, there was one other story on the blog.
Yeah, it was just about how a lot of clubs don't have an identifiable theme song.
Mm.
That
And Eamon suggested one for
it was called West Sydney Wanderers.
The Wanderer.
Very, very unique.
Very old school. Maybe too old school.
I hadn't heard of it before, I must admit.
So yeah. I wanted to start the show by asking you boys your favourite football-related song.
Well, surely they could have gone with Go West.
Go West would have been good. Nick Senior, favourite football-related song?
Well, I think I'm going to stick with the Pet Shop Boys theme. How's it go? We are playing for England.
All right.
Wasn't that Pet Shop Boys?
That was... No.
You sure?
Yes, absolutely. 100% sure. Hmm. But I cannot give you the name of it. I'll think of...
I reckon a six-pack says it's the Pet Shop Boys.
All right, you're on six-pack.
All right.
Yep. Nick Ames, you're young. You like music.
Yeah, well, a lot of songs from the FIFA soundtracks come to my mind right here. But the earliest football-related song I could think of was playing FIFA World Cup 98 on the good old Nintendo 64. The theme song was Chumbawamba's Tub Thumping.
Right.
I just remember loading up the game and hearing, "I get knocked down." It's just like, yes, yeah, I'm coming from behind to win my game.
Good. I like it. For me personally, I'm glad there's a desk and I'm settling in for a bit of, between us, and I'm settling in for a bit of mocking and maybe some physical abuse. Shakira's Waka Waka.
Okay.
I just got completely blank stares from the two boys.
It wasn't a great moment in radio, I have to say. But it's of the dozens of options that had gone through my mind, that wasn't among them.
Well, you know, that was the theme song for South Africa. I was at the World Cup final in South Africa. She did perform it. And, you know, she's going out with Barcelona player Pique. So I'm very happy with this. And, you know, it's forever stuck in my mind as a... as a football-related song, and I will continue to be my favourite.
Bugger. Thanks to the miracle of the internet,
yep.
I do owe you a
six-pack. I know.
New Order.
New Order, that's exactly right. Yes. Thank you to New Order and John Barnes for my six-pack of beer. Now, talking six-packs of beer, why don't you produce for us a six-pack of the news?
Well, Nick, there is quite a lot of news. The A-League clubs, you know, rushing to the... finish the line, since there is only 2 months to the start of the season.
And we'll be on the show, we'll be going through the A-League clubs a little bit later, but it's bamboozling. They can slow down. There's time to go, people.
So we have not one, but two bits of FC Basel-related news to kick off with today. So
you say Basel, I say Basel.
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 Basel. So Newcastle Jets have signed Swiss defender Dominic Ritter to a 1-year contract, and Scott Chipperfield has announced that he'll remain in Switzerland and play amateur football next season rather than return to the A-League.
The cad. I suspect he's probably got family and kids and a life there.
Apparently so the kids wanted to stay.
It is excusable.
Mm.
Talking Basel, this Dominic Ritter fella, due to the wonders of the interwebs, I had a bit of a look. And whilst they say formerly of FC Basel, he played very little there. And he went on loan and played for other Swiss clubs. So he's not quite the big club fellow that they're talking
touted, about. Touted to be. Well, speaking of big signings, I think the ludicrous rumour of the week award has to go for the rumour that Western Sydney were looking to sign Filippo Inzaghi.
The goal-scoring machine that is Filippo Inzaghi.
Which would have been great.
Oh, wouldn't it have been fantastic?
I can't think of another 40-year-old player who just stood in the box for a team wearing red.
Can I just say, I don't mind those sort of rumours. The media takes them.
It's a good rumour, but he would not have been a good signing, I don't think.
Yeah.
Del Piero, maybe, because at least he adds more to the attack rather than standing in the penalty box. But Yeah.
For big names such as these, surely Qatar, places like Qatar, yes. maybe
the
big United money States, moves.
Big money moves are in the offing rather than the A-League.
Yeah, I mean, the Western Sydney have been announcing a few signings during the week. They've got a trio of former Sydney players. Mike Bridges signed, Michael Beauchamp.
Shannon Cole.
Shannon Cole, Ante Kovic from the Victory and Jets, among others. And I think they've got a former Jets
Lebanon well. Halidi sign, as well as Tarik Elrich. And Topper Stanley as well, I believe, is going to be announced as a new signing as well.
Hmm. Excellent. Yeah, well, look, we'll talk about this later, but...
Italy's a bit of a stretch from New South Wales.
It is, and I just think that this is a team... How many of these guys are going to be with the team in 3 years' time? And the answer is not many.
So, tell me of Melbourne Heart.
Well, keeping on with the transfer news, the Heart have signed former Gold Coast United attacker, Gol Mrabatu, one of my favourite players, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Quick, doesn't always know what he's doing with it, but a lot of fun to watch. And Irish defender Stephen Gray, who's been a solid performer in the Victorian Premier League. Also of signings, the Wellington Phoenix have signed the very first player from Solomon Islands, Benjamin Totori, as a striker for next season.
So he's played in New Zealand in their domestic competition, and he actually had a bit of a stint in the MLS, but it was injury-plagued for most of it. But I'm really looking forward to him playing.
Hmm. Bit of overseas transfer news. Apparently Central Coast have received an approach from English Championship side Burnley for young goalkeeper Matt Ryan.
Has anyone heard of him?
Patrick is having...
I think he's just kind of come onto the scene, so yeah. I don't really know.
Patrick is actually holding Nick Ames in his arms while he weeps softly like a child.
There will be tears shed. Will there not, Nick Ames?
Yeah, if he goes this summer, I'm going to be really disappointed. Look, he's been one of the standout performers the last two seasons, and I don't think he's going to get enough game time at Burnley to be warranting him going. Like, I don't think Burnley's reserve side is a step up from the Mariners' first team. And, yeah.
Mm. Newcastle United have reportedly finalised a deal to purchase Melbourne Heart defender Curtis Good for just under $600,000.
So this is the English Newcastle. That's quite a big club.
That's quite a big club.
Has he got a chance there?
Maybe.
He's only 19, so I think with a couple of years of experience under his belt, he could probably break into the team.
Could probably go to a smaller club and get some first team action.
Tell me what's happening in Asia. It's quite a big place. There's a few things going on.
Quite a bit happening there. Their season's in full swing. Adelaide United defender Daniel Mullen is apparently set to join Chinese Super League club Dalian Erbin on a 2-year deal for the 22-year-old.
Now, that happened quite quickly, didn't it?
It did.
Last 48 hours or so.
Came out of the blue, swooped down with a large checkbook. Apparently, Sasha Ognoski is on his way to Qatar to help prolong his career ahead of the 2014 World Cup.
Excellent. Good luck to him.
Good luck. How Didier Drogba impacts on the A-League? Well, apparently his arrival at Chinese club Shanghai Shenhua could result in the return to the A-League of Joel Griffiths.
He could do. He's talking it up. He's saying, I'm looking forward to the partnership with Drogba. But
I don't think he's going to get really ahead of Anelka and Drogba.
It's a tough squeeze, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know?
But they are getting a bit on, so if one of them picks up an injury, he might have a chance.
I'd like to see him back in the A-League. It'd be good.
I don't.
And some women's football to finish the news off.
So, you're talking about Kai Simon killing him. Apparently, she's the top scorer in the
US women's competition.
In the US women's competition this year. That's pretty impressive.
Mm.
I think she'd be the... Is Joel Kennedy top scorer in the
Josh J-Lo? Kennedy. I think he is at the moment. Yeah. He might have fallen behind recently, though.
Also, Avi Lewick and Michelle Heyman's Brøndby were crowned champions of Denmark.
Champions.
Got a proud achievement, that one. I've absolutely no background in Danish women's football. I'm sad to say.
Generally, the Scandinavian competitions are more of the stronger ones. Yep, so absolutely. I think it is a pretty good achievement.
Sweden as well. Lydia Williams plays in Sweden. There's a few. I think Lisa Devana plays, I'm certain, in Scandinavia, maybe Sweden. So there's some strong, strong leagues there. Right, well, you're on the near post. We're talking strong leagues, and we are going to move to specifically talking about the Matildas. Mm. Matildas have played two games against New Zealand just recently. There was a 1-1 draw and then a 2-0 win. 2-0 win was in Wollongong, and it was scored by Sarah Walsh. But essentially, they now go into the big time. Not that New Zealand isn't the big time. And the Matildas are going to be playing Japan. The rivalry continues. Can we do it, Nick Cumpston?
Probably not. But it's nice to see them getting this type of high-level match practice when they've got the disappointment of missing out on the Olympics. They've got to keep themselves sharp.
It's a tough one. This squad has local players plus the international players flying in for it.
Yeah, they've got I think it's seven of the 18 are coming in from overseas. So, yeah, it's a good chance to get everyone together, get a bit of coherence in the team. Yeah, I think they'll struggle, though.
They've got an uncapped duo. Emily Gilnick and Katrina Gorry have not played for the Matildas before, so it'll be good for them to get that experience. Now, Tom Zamani is named his squad, and he's readying them for it. Are these sort of games, Nick Ames, all that the Matildas have to expect, given that they didn't get the Olympics and they're just...
Yeah,
what are they preparing for?
At the moment, it's just really just keeping the team cohesion together until the next sort of World Cup qualifiers, I believe. I don't think they've got any more international matches on until they start up again. But, yeah, it's just keeping tabs on all the players, making sure they're fitting into what you're trying to play as a team, because they were playing some wonderful passing football.
They were. Unfortunately, it's a bit like the bad old days with the Socceroos, just having to cobble.
Bad old days?
Yeah, having to cobble together games in the absence of big regular tournaments.
It's a bit disappointing. Just on a personal note, Tom Samani and I get our Thai food at the same place.
Wow.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
And one day I will gather the courage to talk to him. But until that day comes, I will just look from afar and wonder what he's ordering.
Well,
I talk about you on radio.
That is a cool story.
Thank you very much. Talking cool stories, you're on the near post, and we are about to go through the A-League transfers. And there is one overwhelming theme to the A-League signings in almost every single club, and that is youth. Youth.
Youth gone wild.
It's incredible. They're signing very, very young players. Adelaide United going for youth. Brisbane Roar. Central Coast Mariners. Newcastle Jets. Even Perth Glory is going for younger players. But, strangely enough, Melbourne Victory are not. Melbourne Victory, this is the Melbourne Victory that's been coached by Postecoglou, who brought so many young players into Brisbane Roar. Nick Cumpston, you've got a theory about this.
Well, I do. I actually think that Ange has taken a look at his squad. He's done his customary clean out of the veterans. So Matthew Kemp gone, Roddy Vargas is gone, Tom Pondrudak is gone, Grant Brebner, Carlos Hernandez, Antikovic, Harry Kewell. They're going to be a much younger team just from that culling. They've got Adam Traore from Gold Coast, who... is also super quick, also doesn't always know what he's doing with the ball, but was one of my favourite Gold Coast players. And he's some of his other moves are a little bit underwhelming. Sam Gallagher from Central Coast, Spase Dalivski from Adelaide. But for me, the big thing for him, can he do a Thomas Brosch again? Can he find some imports to liven up the squad? Because they're at risk right now of being overshadowed.
So there's a Brazilian called Guilherme Finkler. Is he the Thomas Brosch? Nick Ames, you've been doing your research on him.
Yep, he's a bit of a journeyman. 12 clubs in 6 years now, I think.
I'd say that was very much journeyman.
Yeah, several of those clubs have been visited on more than one occasion as well. So, quite an effort.
I don't know what exactly that means, that the club wants him back again, but then
I'm not really sure either. But look, I think he's meant to be like a midfield anchorman sort of player. I think this Jonathan Brew, one of his other signings, is
the guy from Mauritius,
going to be the attacking spark that we
really. Okay, so he's 27 years old, so he'll be at his peak. Okay, I never even put together that Jonathan Brew might be the attacking spark.
Since defensive midfield was a complete disaster for them
this
year, hopefully that bridging the gap between attack and defence, because hopefully Marcus Rojas delivers on his considerable potential. Still got Archie Thompson up front, but yeah, they need a bit more attacking firepower.
Okay, so I just want to go through some of the clubs. Wellington Phoenix. Well, I quite like Wellington Phoenix. I like the way they do their transfers. They stick very strongly to New Zealand players, and okay, they've stepped a little beyond their boundaries. They're going for a Solomon Islands player.
Well, admittedly, he was New Zealand based.
He was New Zealand based, but this is the way to go. This is good solid football.
I think so. They've got Jeremy Brockie back from Newcastle, along with
Glenn Moss.
Glenn Moss, yeah, it's a solid off season, and you can have a soft spot for Wellington because, frankly, I look at their squad and think, yeah, you're going to be good, but you're not going to win the title.
They do have the advantage in that it's very difficult to play over in New Zealand. Mm. They've made it difficult to play that
good
way.
Good home ground advantage.
And if they can win a few games over in Australia, because they play here regularly, it sets them up for the finals almost every time.
They're a bit like the Everton and the A-League. Nobody likes to play them, but I just don't think they're going to be there.
They're just business. Just basically like any New Zealand side in Australian professional sport. They play really well at home. You hate going over there, but when they come back across, you're like, oh, cool, 2 points.
Okay, the basketball team's pretty tough.
So I want to talk Sydney, and specifically Sydney FC. Is it just my imagination, or are they trying just a little bit harder this off season?
Sydney FC.
Yeah, Sydney FC. They're trying harder in the media. They're keeping a media profile. They've made some quite good signing. Adam Griffith will be a very good signing for them. Ali Sabab.
He's a good midfielder for Newcastle last year. They're bringing together a number of the younger players as well, while having cleaned out some of their, let's say, underperforming elderly players.
Yeah,
and
I expect
erratic goalkeepers.
Look, if they can find themselves some stability, and the fact that West Sydney are in the game, I think they're going to be fired up. We could see a good season from them.
I still think they're an import or two short.
They just lack that cutting edge up front, is what I've always felt about them since Brosk has left.
So, talking imports,
they need some
short.
Bling. They need some bling.
So Western Sydney need to start to look into the import market.
Given that Sydney, you know, all the nonsense that gets talked about, Sydney is the spiritual home of Australian football. Well, frankly, Sydney is home to Australia's most fickle sporting public. And so the workmanlike teams that we've seen from Sydney in recent years just haven't been cutting it. They need some bling.
Newcastle Jets are continuing on their youth theme, although they have signed Josh Mitchell from Perth. But again, they're balancing that with very young players like Mitch Cooper and James Brown. I think they're two pretty good pickups, aren't they?
I agree. Hardest working midfielder in the A-League. If he gets tired of running, somebody runs over, puts a cape on him, and he's good to go for the last 20 minutes.
Melbourne Heart is a team that really interests me because I think that they're now just starting to set themselves up properly.
Well, I think the business model's starting to be realised that you know, if you believe reports, they've netted more than $1 million from selling Ellie Babaj and Curtis Good, so they're going to have to replace those guys. But I like the direction of it. Like they've got an approach to gain sustainability.
So Nick Ames, I just want to go through a few of the players that they've let go. Ali Babaj, Adrian Zara, Rutger Worm, Alex Terra, Christian Sarkis. These are all, and a host of other younger players. Oh, Wayne Schroy. these are good players that they've let go.
Well, they are, but the thing is that...
Good, but not great.
Yeah, they haven't really set the
really?
World
You don't
on
think
fire.
Wayne Schroy was a great player for them?
He was all right, player. But I still think that with the youth players that they do have, the youth side was very attack orientated, and I think, you know, bringing a couple more of those guys through. Plus, have they still got Nick Kalmar in their team?
I think they do.
Because
yeah.
in their foundation season, he was one of their standouts. But when Troy came in, he was relegated to the bench a bit more. So I think Kalmar can come back in and play a similar role to what he did in season one. The younger blokes will get a bit of a go, and they'll still work.
So yeah, Alex Terrell was spectacular, but
very inconsistent.
Inconsistent. Macon just didn't get it done.
Yeah. So you're on the near post. We're heading towards the end of the show, but I just want to ask you guys, apart from Western Sydney, because they are the most unusual, who have you been most impressed with over this transfer market? Nick Ames.
As much as I hate to say it, I'm going to say Newcastle.
Newcastle Jets?
Yeah, they've been very ambitious. They've made a lot of ins and outs, but I'm liking the direction that they're going with.
Okay, and Nick Cumpson?
I'm really interested to see Melbourne Victory. I just think it's going to be fascinating. I don't think they've finished the recruiting yet, but just to see the Ange Postecoglou project do its magic for one more time.
Can he do it? Do you think he can do it? Was it a fluke last time? This is what I'm really worried about.
Are you going to argue with what he did with Barcelona?
I know. It bugs me a great deal because he got rid of, in the face of a lot of complaints,
he did.
Some pretty big names.
Absolutely.
And he made them play pretty well. Perth Glory have managed to sign Michael Thwaite. Mm. And got rid of I'm gonna say some old people. I'm gonna accept that maybe some of them were past their prime. Some old players, Chris Coyne.
Speaking of pacey Gold Coast youngsters, Chris Harold, he was really quick. He could play a bit. I don't mind him.
And yeah, looking forward to seeing him. And Adelaide United seem to be having just a quiet season, and I don't know if that's not the best thing for them.
It's hard to say. What do you make of them? The Asian Champions League wonder team, or the A-League disappointment of the year?
I'd like to think that they can build from their stability of of the Champions League and the good performance of the Champions League. And come on, Adelaide, we need to have a good season off you.
We do.
All right. Now, boys, thanks very much for that. Thanks for going through the A-League and the Matildas. You're on the near post, and if you're on the near post, boys...
Get there first.
All right. Thank you very much.
Near post, get there first, don't get there second, don't get there third. The near post, get there first, if it's for football news that you thirst. The near post, get there first.